This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at angie.com.
Texans fall to Jacksonville. It is over. Houston drops to 0-3 for the first time since 2020.
We're 0-3. Don't want to be 0-3, but that's the matter of the fact. That's where we are now. Continue to support us if you want to.
CJ looking, firing deep downfield, right side end zone. Jaden Higgins, touchdown. Petrie, he's got it. Jalen Petrie hauls it in for his second pick of the day. Houston comes all the way back to defeat the Jaguars. The Texans have changed their season around.
Winners win and losers lose. I think that's real.
The Texans have won 8 games in a row. The Houston Texans are back in the playoffs. I can't stop.
There it is. The Tyler Milner Open on a must-win, winner-go-home as the Texans look to advance to the divisional round for the third straight season and win their first road playoff game. They're in Pittsburgh tonight. Pre-game show in an hour and 15 minutes. And then the game at 7:15. Post-game afterwards, they got a chance to go to New England. A chance to go to New England, beat a beatable Patriots team to get somewhere that the Houston Texans franchise has never been, and that is an AFC championship game. It is right there in front of you. This is The Drive, and we are ready to hear from you. Okay, a day like this, really every day the show is yours, but a day like this, we want to hear from the people and the phone lines. There's a couple of lines open. Grab a phone line. Tyler will get you ready because I just want to know what kind of mood you're in, and I see some people trying to cop out. As I said, what mood are you in? Are you in the hope mood? Right? I'll be honest with you, fellas. They have played multiple road playoff games in the history of the Texans. And especially lately, Tyler, tell the truth, you're more of hoping they would pull it out. Last year against Kansas City, that was probably a hope. Year before that, Baltimore, boy, I'm hoping they can hang around. Is this the same feeling on the road? Is this the same the time before that in Kansas City? More of a hope. Is this the same feeling, or are you in a space where you're expecting the Houston Texans to win in Pittsburgh? Somebody said, I am cautiously, optimistically hopeful, is what somebody texted earlier. Where are you at? We want to hear from you. Clint, before we get to the people, where are you at with the Texans? Are you in that hope mode, or are you in the expect them to win mode?
Oh, I'm in the expect them to win mode. I mean, we've said it multiple times. Look, you couldn't have drawn a better seed in the AFC in this first round for any of the wild card teams, right? And I'm just at a spot with the Houston Texans, with the organization, where I expect them to do certain things. I expect them as a team to deal with what comes with playing on the road like a pro. I expect them offensively to communicate effectively with the noise that comes with on the road. C.J. Stroud, I expect him to know who the free rusher is, where that free rusher's coming from, and to have some kind of answer, even if that is to bait him in and bail and go make a play with your feet or throw the ball away. Know where he is. Don't be surprised. And then Nick Caley, I expect Nick Caley to have answers for pressure.
You expect that?
A plan. Yeah, absolutely. And absolutely. It's week 19, man. It's week 19. Like if you know, he's got a lot to do with this. Now, that may just mean his quarterback being more prepared to execute those answers. But at the end of the day, his offense has to know how to handle pressure. How are you going to deal with pressure when they bluff it and they bail? How are you going to deal with pressure when they show it and come? Right? Like, I expect them to do these things. And if they don't do these things, this isn't about winning and losing. If they don't do these things, they're going to lose the football game. But if they don't lose, if they don't do these things, I think it is 100% fair for the fan base to be extremely disappointed with this overall team and extremely disappointed with particularly the offense if that is indeed the way this thing unfolds. So I expect them to do well in all of the above categories. And if they're not, I'm going to be disappointed.
Ridgemont on YouTube says he's expecting Champ Slice. I expect the defense and Kaimi to show up and show out.
Hey, don't forget, this is the place last week when a really good kicker kicked a slider now. I mean, he kicked the nastiest slider you ever saw a starting pitcher throw in the big leagues. I mean, it is rough in Pittsburgh at times. And it by the looks of old Marcus Spears and Mina Kimes and Dan Orlovsky and these boys and girls, it don't look like it's going to be an easy night for kickers tonight.
Yeah, that win, it's not going to slow down. It's going to be a little bit more coming up a little later. All right, let's go to the phones. Phil, come on. Hey, Phil, let's go. All right, let's go. Where you at?
Go ahead. I'm hoping and expecting.
No, damn it.
As an unbiased Patriots fan, I'm hoping the Pittsburgh Steelers pull a rabbit out of the hat, but I expect the Texans to put a hurting on them, and the only team that scares the crap out of me in the AFC.
That's it. So you're a Patriots fan?
Yeah, but I am also a Texans fan.
All right, and the Texans scare you. If you had to pick it, if they win tonight and they go to Foxborough, who you got?
If I was a betting man, I'd take the Texans.
All right, there's Phil, baby. He said he's cheating. He's going both. Let's go, Eddie. Where you at? You hoping? You in hope mode or you in the expectation mode?
I'm in the hope mode. Woo. And I can tell you, I'm more excited right now than I've ever been for any playoff appearance for the Texans since they've been around. Because this year, there's no 300-pound gorilla waiting in the wings if you win a playoff game. There's no Baltimore. There's no KC. This is the first year as a Texans fan that I can actually see an avenue for us to make the Super Bowl. But the reason I'm hopeful is only hopeful is because it's on the road and you look at it. I mean, look at it objectively. Head coach advantage goes to Pittsburgh. Quarterback advantage goes to Pittsburgh. Running back room advantage goes to Pittsburgh. Our defense is the best defense in football, and I'm hoping we win. But expecting them having all those advantages is silly.
Hold on, Eddie. In 2026 today, you believe the coaching and quarterback advantage goes to Pittsburgh? Not historically. I'm talking about right now today.
Right now today, in a playoff game, I'll take a Super Bowl winning quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, who's got all the experience in the world, who knows how to get rid of the ball. And Tomlin has won a Super Bowl, and he's won it as a wild card. Three games on the road.
He hasn't won a playoff game in 10 years.
So, yeah, but still, experience matters. I mean, there's no clear advantage that the Texans. I expect, D'Amico to be better than Tomlin. I expect CJ to be better than Aaron. No way. And I know their running back room is better than ours, you know. Plus, you got Kaimi kicking out doors. I'm hopeful, man. I'm more excited.
Eddie, you'd have just talked yourself into a loss in this game, Eddie. Listen. Mike Tomlin is a great coach. All right, we want to experience. Hell, Tomlin ain't been to the playoffs. Hell, D'Amico's been to the playoffs the last 2 years. Listen, I'm not going to say that this is D'Amico with some huge edge, right? But like Pete Carroll's won a Super Bowl. Pete Carroll is not a better coach right now today than D'Amico Ryans. All right, and damn it, CJ, Aaron Rodgers should not have the quarterback advantage in this game. He shouldn't. I just can't accept that. I love the call, Eddie. Call back, but I can't get with that. Right? And you agree with him. You agree. I can see by your side.
I agree with the quarterback 100%. I don't agree with the coach. I mean, I just think D'Amico Ryans and what he's done with Matt Burke. Now, I mean, the question, the way he framed it was head coach versus head coach. Now, if you bring coordinators into the mix and you start Arthur Smith versus, and that brings Nick Caley into the mix, then all of a sudden you've got to maybe that levels the playing field a bit. But if we're just talking head coaches, no, I mean, right now today I got D'Amico Ryans. But the quarterback, yeah, I mean I got to win a game tonight, got to win a game right now, I'll give you Aaron Rodgers.
All right, Emmett, where are you at? You in that hope mode or expect mode?
I am in the hope mode because, I mean, I disagree with what Eddie said about the quarterback, but I think that this offense, they just won't let the reins off CJ. And if we want to see what CJ was from his rookie year, they'd have to let him go. And they're not going to do that because, like Miko said in his press conference last week, all we need is him not to turn over the ball. And I'm hopeful that maybe Nick Caley has a few tricks up his sleeve and they open up this offense a little bit.
All right, I appreciate the call, baby. You like where his head is? I'm going to say, I don't know. I don't know very many white Emmets. No?
What makes you think he's white?
I don't know very many white Emmets.
I don't think I know one.
I didn't. I started to look it up. Emmett Brown. I guess Emmett Brown from Back to the Future. He's his character's white. Didn't know a lot of white Emmets. Shout out to you, Emmett. All right. Rob G., where are you at? Are you in the space where you hope or you expect the Texans to win tonight?
Man, I'll tell you what, appreciate what you guys do. I'm in a hope mode when it comes to offense. I know we've gotten better along the road here. There's been some bumps and bruises. Seen a lot of improvements, which is good. Defense-wise, I expect them to lay the boom and be all over Pittsburgh.
All right, appreciate the call, Rob. 713-572-4610, where are you at? You hope? Are you in the hope mode or the expect mode? And like a lot of people are bringing it in, we're seeing it on the text line of YouTube and Twitch as well, is this offense. I heard in Philly today, they said they got a championship defense and they got an offense that shouldn't be in the playoffs. it's how they described the Eagles team. And the Texans at times have that feel. The Texans at times have the feel of like their defense is going to have to drag their asses all the way through. And, you know, they don't have the talent that Philly has, which is unacceptable, but it's got to be better tonight against this opponent. Against the Steelers, the offense, as you said, I don't know if I expect those things. I hadn't really seen them all. As you said, it's week 19, but this is a defense, especially after the front seven, this is a defense that can be had. And we've seen lesser quarterbacks and lesser weapons be able to have success on this Steelers group.
Yeah, I know the numbers will tell you that, and hell, the film league will tell you that. But when you start looking at it on paper, I got J.J. Watt out here talking about T.J. Watt. He likes, and he's good, to go 100%. And we've seen Highsmith, and we've seen Hayward. I mean, he seems like he's ready to win a few playoff games and retire. And I mean that's how motivated he is. I don't know, Ron. I feel like this defense is significantly better than the numbers will tell you, than some of the film will tell you. And just got to be careful, man.
I think that the front, yes. The back end, like, you know, Flowers, they just lost him multiple times. Mm-hmm. They've had that they held on against the Lions, but boy, that second half, you know, the Lions just had guys running all over the place in the secondary. Yeah. Now, in fairness, they do have Gibbs and St. Brown Williams.
I know that your point isn't just those two teams, but I mean they were clearly selling out to stop Derrick Henry, and I'd imagine versus the Detroit Lions, they were clearly selling out to stop the run game. So I don't think that's going to be the case versus the Texans. I think they'll be able to stop the run game with just their front. They don't need to take additional risk in the secondary to slow down Woody Marks in this run game. But hopefully I'm wrong. I just don't think they'll need to.
All right, Joe, where are you at?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet, Joe, on this this game. You hopeful or you expecting?
I am expecting to win because you know what? We're going to go in there. We open a can of whoop ass.
Go ahead, Joe.
And man, hello?
Go ahead, Joe. Yeah, open up that can of whoop ass. Yeah. Go ahead now.
All right, man. You're going to open a can of whoop ass. And man, I'm expecting our offense to show up this time because you know what? It's time for them to show up because I am tired of seeing them play slow and all this BS. So I need for them to come out and show us what they can do because our defense is playing phenomenal, man. And we're going to get in there and whoop that ass.
Hey, hey, hey. Why are you in there whooping that ass? That's two of them. I like it, Joe. If you say the offense has to show up, what does that look like to you?
Man, I need for them to be scoring touchdowns instead of these three field goals, you know. 3 points and this and that. Nah, that ain't going to win the game, baby. That ain't going to win the game. We need touchdowns.
All right, man. Joe, you have. I wonder where Joe's watching the game, man. That felt like Joe. It felt like Joe. It took
it
a lot.
Party.
Felt like it took a lot for Joe.
Not to cuss.
Yes. That ass was all he had. It's like he had to stop. All right, Ron in the building. Close this out. Where are you at? Are you hoping you're in that hope mode or you're in that expect mode?
Yo, Ron. Hey, I am expecting. I'm expecting this to be a cold, smash mouth, slobber knocker of a game. Defense on defense. Mano y mano. And I'm sure as hell expecting, Kaylee, take the gloves off and let this offense run. Get Woody Marks on the outside. None of this in between the tackles, bologna sandwiches. Bring the heat. The defense is going to make Rodgers want to retire. They're going to put him on his backside to where he wishes he was going on a vision quest. So my point to this is, bring it. Expect it. Defense is going to roll. We're going to swarm, and the offense had better look like we can. Be who we're supposed to be, not this, oh, let's just wait around and see. Take it to them, foot on the jugular, gas pedal down, H's up, H-Town, bring it home. Let's go, baby.
There you go, Ron. Way to finish this off. Hey, listening to the people, looking at the text line, Clint Tyler, it's clear that everybody knows how this thing goes left, right? It's clear. It's clear. And you hear, and you notice everybody, they are ready to go. Boy, this defense, we about to come in here. God, dog, come on, offense. Can y'all just try? Damn it, CJ, do you take that personal? Jesus. God, dog. We've talked about this. You got to overcome Nick Cayley. You got to overcome this. God, dog, man. Come on, man. This team out here, please, just give us something, offense. It's got to be more than just don't turn it over, guys, and we'll cross our fingers. You got the head coach out there talking about just give us seven.
He went from 20 to 7.
Just give us 7. And we, hey, man, we can work with that. Come on, y'all. Here we go. All right, a little weekend's best, weekend's worst coming up. What did you see was the weekend's best and the weekend's worst? We'll do that as we continue. As it is game day. Game day. Texans looking to win their first road playoff game in club history. That's coming up next.
The Drive is powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Heard in an accident? Call Mokarum Injury Lawyers at 281-222-2222.
All right, welcome back in as we get you ready for the Texans and the Steelers pregame show with Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne coming up right behind us. By the way, Sean said he's got a family member, the nephew, that is a white Emmett. Apparently there's a white Emmett who plays for the Detroit Red Wings as well, according to the text line.
Emmett Hutto was, I don't know exactly what he did, something over in Baytown. Well, he's a white guy. Older white gentleman.
This had a lot of Emmett. There's a lot more. Emmett Brown, I remember. That was Emmett Brown from Back to the Future.
I do know white Emmett because I know that one Clint just mentioned out of Baytown.
He's lost it. But I heard him. I saw Emmett. I was like, First off, I really thought Emmett was when we retired. I haven't run into a lot of Emmetts. You know, maybe Emmett Smith maybe brought some. Maybe there's some people in their 20s or early 30s. That the Emmett Smith thing caught.
Where's your damn head at, dude?
I promise you, if we see him at that Super Bowl this year, I swear to God, I'm coming right at him about those depends. He is so comfortable in that commercial.
Get your foot placement right.
It is great. Especially seeing how he was on Radio Row. I'll never forget when he told Clint, when he gave Clint a bottle of his tequila, and then he told Clint, hold on. Hey, let me hold that real quick.
Let me hold that one more time.
I need to pour that for somebody else. Oh, man. All right. A lot to get to today. Stay with us. All right, let's do a little weekend's best, weekend's worst. This was a great sports weekend. I had to change my weekend's worst multiple times. It was the Rockets for a while there as they've lost 3 straight to teams. They got no damn business losing to, even yesterday, to the 8-win, now 9-win Sacramento Kings with Şengün in the lineup. But I changed it because something else just pissed me off. But let's go weekend's best. I'll start with my weekend's best, and that was Caleb Williams. Clint, Tyler, I feel like this playoff coming into it, it was like Josh Allen and then not a lot of other big stars out there. And obviously no Mahomes, no Lamar, no Burrow, no Cowboys, right? No huge stars. Caleb Williams, I believe, has stepped into that. And he fits the bill. We've known him and known about him since his years at Oklahoma and at SC. He was the number one pick. He's polarizing. Some people really can't stand him. Some people do like him. And that's always a good thing for becoming a star. And then he had a star moment and a star second half in the playoffs against the Packers for everybody to see. That second half, almost 170 total yards, 2 touchdowns. He did have a pick there in the second half, but led him on 3 scoring drives to come all the way back, despite his coach going 1-for-5 on 4th down heading into the 4th quarter. They win, and then he had the moment, right? However, the rest of his career, that 4th-and-8 throw, which is insane. I've watched it multiple times. That 4th-and-8 throw is something that probably the throw of the year. When you talk about the games on the line, the season's on the line, he's flushed out, and he's got to fit that thing perfect. And he did over and in front of coverage. So Caleb Williams, what he did, that was my weekend's best.
It's fun to watch, man. That off script, off platform, low completion percentage, but potential of a highlight reel play every time he snaps it. Ben Johnson is just one that just keeps dialing up shot after shot after shot. I'm not sure they're supposed to be executed that way, but sure looks like what Caleb Williams is doing. I don't know if it's going to be a recipe to win a Super Bowl, but it's showing up. It's fun to watch. That's for damn sure.
Yeah,
especially when you win in that fashion.
Yeah, Chicago, outside that fan base with the that was a fun scene against And again, man, Jordan Love was pushing him because Jordan Love was playing his ass off in that game too. So my weekend's best is Caleb Williams. Yours?
I got two. I know we're strapped for time, but I got two. I'm gonna go Indiana. I mean, what we watched him do to Oregon. What was that? Was it 42-7 at half or
30? I think 35.
Yeah, it was 35-7 at half. Well, I thought Tyler was playing the highlight for him. I was like, good call, Tyler.
He was on it, huh?
It was my scorecard. 35-7 at halftime. I mean, that is wow. I mean, this team has got a chance to be. I mean, we've gone from, yeah, Indiana's pretty good. They may be able to win it to Indiana being one of the most dominant teams ever in a college football playoff run. So,
how about their fans' support and how they showed up?
The fan support, the way the quarterback played. I mean,
they said
that
it was nerd like 90.
We was talking about on Friday, yeah. Boy, he played well, didn't he?
They said it was like 90%. Did you see his post game?
I didn't. No, I flipped it
after. I almost called all of them. I mean, it was rehearsed
SAO. Yeah, I'm also going to go with Matthew Stafford in that game, and really just because in a back-and-forth game, when he very easily could have blown that game with an interception and a couple of mistakes, but he goes out there down, needing a touchdown, and goes out there and tells his guys in the huddle, apparently according to Devontae Adams, let's go snatch these guys' hearts, and then goes down there and makes the throw to Parkinson. That was an unbelievable catch for a tight end for anybody, but damn sure a tight end. So I got Matthew Stafford and I got Indiana, both of them, my weekend's best.
Text line coming through. Caleb Williams isn't good. He's a product of the OC, of a good OC. I would urge you, and I think Ben Johnson's a great coach. Caleb said he's changed his life. That's what Caleb said. And he said Lincoln Riley and other things. Like, he's a good coach. There's a lot of Caleb make a play. There's a lot of – now, and then maybe he's doing it on his own, but there's a lot of leaking to – he looks like he leaks out to the right 10, 15 times.
He's a drifter for damn sure.
Like, and in that game, sometimes immediate pressure, like, he's making a lot of off-script plays. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Caleb is pretty damn good. All right.
He's gifted as hell. I can't take that away from him for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and his numbers this year are – anyway, weekend's worse. For me, as I said, I had a couple of Rockets who were very disappointing over this last run. But for me, the weekend's worse. You know how I feel about it. Josh Allen. Josh Allen with a 10-yard tush push where he is stood up because clearly forward progress only means it with the offense. He is stood up, and then they allow his offensive lineman and a fullback. The offensive lineman, Torrance, looked like he picked him up. And then just shove him and keep pushing him. And they even called it a touchdown when he clearly fell in front. But it was a 4th-and-1 game on the line, and he got a 10-yard tush push. And I hope to God that this is over and this is done. Not just the tush push, but the ability to continue to gain yards even though you're not the one who is doing it. Other people are doing it for you. Because had Josh been pushed back 11 yards, they'd have brought that ball right back to where he was first hit. And so that was my weekend's worst. Yours?
Real quick, I'm going to go with Ben Johnson. I like the antics, if you will, with the Green Bay hate and saying it and even the locker room talking the trash kind of deal. But I think it's disrespectful to not walk across. Like, part of the game that has been around forever is walk over there, shake your man's shake.
Fly by handshake, baby.
Yeah, but it's done, and to me, it's just so disrespectful. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Just that's you can't play with that, man. You can have your fun in the locker room. You can have your fun on with the.
You was all right with the F the Packers.
Yeah. I mean, the history that's there. I mean, he's got a duty to win games, obviously, but there's a part of it of selling your organization to the people that pay the bills ultimately, and he's got that Bears fan base riled smooth up. But when it comes down to face to face, man, you got to shake the man's hand. I mean, you can't fly by, avoid face eye contact, and bounce. You got to shake his hand.
Because if you know they plan twice a year next year, and they're working on an extension with LaFleur.
Yeah.
You walking across. What you doing when you get across?
I mean, you just got to. I mean, that can't be a confrontation. Like, that can't be a moment where you're making statements. That's got to be a. Because I mean, I don't know. I think it lacks class. I think it's disrespectful. And so that's my weekend's worst. I wasn't a fan. Yeah, love the other stuff, but that actual handshake, yeah, man.
Respect. If you don't like him so much, you're gonna do that, man. Just go ahead, just on site then.
Well, yeah,
I got to throw it right.
If it's a I don't like him, I got what's the history here? What happened?
Even if it is though, I mean, then just throw it right. Like, I mean, we're gonna really do it. Just throw it right. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll give you some of the very latest injury news on the injury front. The Texans do have one player out. We'll let you know the latest on that. And what about last year? This is not the first time Aaron Rodgers has seen this defense. Is there anything to take away from that? We'll discuss.
The Drive is powered by Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hurt in an accident? Call Mokarum Injury Lawyers at 281-222-2222.
All right, welcome back in as we are leading you up to the pregame show. Seth and Sean will be jumping on around 4:15 and get you ready for the Texans as they are in Pittsburgh getting ready to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. If they win, they will. The winner of this game will head to Foxborough and play the New England Patriots, who dominated the L.A. Chargers yesterday. Now, listen, I said this about CJ. If you missed the first segment, as I said, man, this is – to me, is about CJ. Watch all these young dudes go off and ball this weekend. His peers, and I expect to see that. Now, if he has one of those nights that Justin Herbert had last night, where he was just completely under siege the entire way. I mean, God, man, he won't forget about Milton Williams. Jesus. Man, he was just getting laid out, boy. I thought he was going into concussion protocol two or three times. So if that happens, I'll change my tune a bit if he's just under siege all night long. But no, man, it's a great night here in Houston. It has a chance to be a great night and a great start to a run.
In case many of you have not seen this or heard this on the injury front, Clint, according to Aaron Wilson, the Texans are relatively healthy heading into the playoffs versus the Steelers. Trent Brown, he said he is playing. I saw that over the weekend, so he is good to go with that knee, foot. He had a broken finger in there too. He's good to go. Kamari Lassiter is good to go. Jalen Reed, they have officially brought him back onto the roster. Daryl Taylor, who they brought on the roster to cut Kevon Wallace, they've released him again. So he is no longer here to make room for Jalen Reed. But Trent Brown, Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Reed, all in the lineup. We know the first two will go. You expect to see a lot from Jalen Reed tonight?
Well, I mean, I don't know how you don't. I mean, just sheer numbers. I mean, the guy that's on the practice squad now is, he was getting significant run the last couple of weeks. I mean, you remove him from the scenario, from the equation, it only makes sense that Jalen Reed steps in there and becomes the guy that you lean on. You lean on, and he gets the most of the run. So. Yeah, I expect to see a lot of Jalen Reed tonight.
So, yeah, Jalen Reed's back in it. There was a report over the weekend that Davis Mills didn't make the trip with the team, but it is this, according to Ian Rapoport, Texans backup quarterback Davis Mills, whose wife just had a baby, will travel to tonight's game and be available for the Texans versus the Steelers. He just stayed an extra night there at home to be with his wife. Good. When I first saw that, I was just like, oh, hell, what the hell happened to Davis? Like, I hope everything's all right. Like, you know, I mean, are we bringing Graham Mertz into the equation here? But no, he is there. And then the one guy, Clint, that we were kind of preparing for, and I do think this is something, and that is Juwan Jordan. He is going to be out of this game with that high ankle sprain, and not a real surprise when you think about that injury. He's going to be out. And Clint, this has a potential to be a real thing with it, especially everything you've talked about in terms of how they need to handle Woody Marks. But this is a big deal. We're not sure who is going to get the bulk of the carries. I would guess it's Nick Chubb. British Brooks showed some things late, but this is a tough situation, and the Texans have to figure something out with their backup running back position.
Yeah, look, I think it's – I'm not concerned. I don't think it's a big deal. I just think it's – as Texans fans, it's worth keeping an eye on. What do they – how do they address the running back room? I mean, if it goes back to the way that it was before Juwan Jordan emerged, and obviously it's going to be Nick Chubb and a lot of Woody Marks and a little bit of Nick Chubb, and it may include – obviously, British Brooks, who I think showed a little something last week, and if Nick Chubb was in a place where Juwan Jordan could jump him with one good game, which it was a much better game than bigger game and you know more significant performance than what British Brooks did, but if he can jump him, Nick Chubb is jumpable that easy, then I don't know why British Brooks couldn't do it. So it'll be interesting. I think they can all handle it. Whatever decision will be fine, but it is something to keep an eye on of what that running back room looks like.
Because I feel like we're looking at this weather, they want to run it anyway. Yeah. This is probably going to be a run to football type of game too. So we could see 30 plus carries, you know, from the Texans, and how many of those non Woody Marks carries are there, and who do they go to? So that's one to watch out is Juwan Jordan, who had clearly, as Clint said, taken over the number two running back role. He is going to be out for this game with that high ankle sprain. I went back and watched this because Aaron Rodgers, maybe the Steelers didn't last year, but Aaron Rodgers played this Texans defense, and a lot of the guys and names are still there. Some are out, as Rankins and Tommy weren't there, and some other spots, but Will and Daniil and Petrie and Lassiter and Stingley and Bullock and a lot of the guys, Toa, Aziz, a lot of those guys were there in that game against the Jets, where, if we remember, Aaron Rodgers had a pretty decent game, was able to get the ball to Davante Adams and to Garrett Wilson. So those are big differences on the team too, but he was able to get the ball there. Remember, he had three touchdowns, no picks in that game. And then that Davante Adams, Jalen Petrie matchup that somehow got itself together that became the game winner. How much do you think that game plays a factor in it that Rodgers has played against this defense and has had some experience against a lot of these guys? Now, I think the Texans have gotten better, especially with some of the same guys there. But how much do you think that makes a difference in this game?
Well, look, I don't think it makes a huge difference in this game. I think for us fans, it's just an eye opener. You look, did Will Anderson get hurt in that game?
Will Anderson wasn't
even in the box score. Danielle Hunter had one tackle. Now Autry had two sacks, but Danielle had one tackle and Will Anderson was out. I think that's the game he got hurt. But nonetheless, Aaron Rodgers is not going to stand back there like Josh Allen did for four quarters and let you even if his pocket is just completely, his O-line is completely overwhelmed. He's not going to do that.
And he didn't. Yeah, they were getting it out quick then too.
And he's going to have mechanisms in his offense to where if you try to put Jalen Petrie manned up on somebody, anybody in the slot with no deep help, he's going to take a shot over the top. If you try to roll somebody down late and leave DK Metcalf one-on-one against any of your corners, he's going to take a shot over the top. If he is in critical moments, he's going to try to hold the football and stay within the confines of the pocket. And he's going to strain your defense at the second level. That's what's kind of been the bugaboo for this defense. He's going to do those things. And he's going to have a certain level of success at some point in time. You mentioned last year with the Jets. I mean, it was two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. And you look at all the playoff games that we just watched this week. I mean, half of them turn into shootouts in the fourth quarter. And it's going to come down to – I think it's going to come down to that with C.J. Stroud.
And he fed Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams.
But the interesting thing then, a lot like is now – he has complete and total control at the line of scrimmage. And at any point in time, if this defense – and this is what you have to have against this defense. If you expect the offensive coordinator against D'Amico's defense, if you expect your offensive coordinator to go out there and call everything from the sideline and you call it in the huddle and that be how you conduct offense, you have no shot, right? Aaron Rodgers at the line of scrimmage with whatever triggers are in that offense to make it go, he's going to have them. And he's going to take those shots. And so – I don't think you're going to be able to play perfect defense. I think it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a little bit from your offense.
Yeah, I do. I wonder, because I rewatched a lot of that. I wonder how much, and probably a significant amount, how much Aaron had to do with. We saw a lot of Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams ending up on Jalen Petrie.
Oh yeah,
like we saw a lot of that, including the one dagger play, and you wonder how much Aaron had to do with that, whether on field, you know, during the play, or before the snap, or I wonder how much, because he seemed to get matchups a lot in that game that allowed him to get the ball out quick.
If you're not going to travel your corners, then they're going to put them both on one side of the field. They're going to use motion to get one specific corner or one specific defender. You're talking about Jalen Petrie on that receiver. Now, the good thing is Pittsburgh doesn't have Devontae and Puka, but Pittsburgh's only got one guy. So it's a little harder for them to shake him loose than it was for the Rams. So I just think that it's going to be a little bit more difficult to defend the Pittsburgh Steelers than you think, because DK Metcalf's coming back. Yes, you want to give him that extra attention, but you also have Aaron Rodgers that'll nickel and dime you to death opposite DK Metcalf if you let him. So – and look, maybe D'Amico's defense steps up to the task and can handle it all. I don't know. I can just tell you they're going to strain them sideline to sideline in a major way. And there's a lot of people there, oh, you're not going to beat this defense throwing the ball short. No, I disagree. I mean, you're not going to beat this defense with your quarterback holding the football. I don't even give a damn if he's athletic as Josh Allen. He's going to take it, take all this little nickel and dime stuff. And the minute that you roll, the minute that you present an opportunity, he's going to take a shot. Do those shots land? And if those shots land, yes, it's going to be in trouble and your offense is going to have to do something. If they don't, then you just stand pat, control the clock, don't turn the ball over, don't ask CJ to do too much, and you can win a game. But I believe that through four quarters of it, he's going to land a couple, and the Texans offense is going to play some football.
What you got coming up?
Well, it's easy, baby. We got matchups. We got a monster game. We got to wrap this thing up. It's the last segment for us. And we got matchups and predictions coming up next. Right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.